Thank you too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is The Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
How many times have you lost your keys and you thought, if only I had one of those little tags? Same thing goes for your phone and your wallet, I guess. Well, Apple have come to the rescue. Find My, Trevor Long from EFTM, Everything for the Man, joins us live this morning. Trevor, good morning to you.
Morning, Lukey boy.
Lukey boy, that's what Breno used to call me. Just for the record, Trevor and I both worked with the great, late John Brennan for many, many years. In fact, you got a mention in the book. I noticed I got nothing. You got the mention in the book. But it was a great service at St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney on Wednesday, wasn't it?
It was wonderful, yeah. It was great to see a lot of my old colleagues who, you know, likewise had and probably owe a lot to Breno in their careers. And, yeah, great to pay tribute to a great man.
Lukey boy. What did Breno say? Never look down on someone unless you're helping them up.
Yeah, spot on. And there's no one else that's allowed to call me Trevy anything.
No, but my nickname in the radio industry is Lukey Boy, but they do the voice. They do the Breno voice.
Yeah, Lukey Boy.
Lukey Boy, good to see you. Trevor, tell us about this Apple tag. It helps you find your keys. Does it find everything else for you?
Yeah, well, it can find a lot of things. So basically, Apple are expanding the app that they've always had called Find My. Now, Find My iPhone is a great way of locating your phone. If you've lost it, you can open up a web browser and you can kind of pinpoint your phone. Find My Friends is a way of, if you've got friends or family who are approved and have chosen to share their location, you can find where your friends are on a map as well. So they've just expanded that by one really increment, but it's a big deal to say, let's find anything. And so what they've done is they've kind of licensed this concept out to third-party manufacturers. So we know that Belkin are going to launch headphones with this built-in. And there's a company called Chipolo, it's actually spelled C-H-I-P-O-L-O, Chipolo. They have these little tags you put on your key ring, and you can pair those with the Find My app and then locate them wherever they are. Now, anyone listening that knows about Tile, or there's a couple others called Orbit and different things, but we use on our car keys a thing called Tile. It's the exact same concept, except it's in the Apple ecosystem and it uses Apple devices, every Apple device, to help find your lost things.
Oh, now, question. This is a big thing for me, Trevor, because I have a dog that goes walkabout. Will it find my dog?
Look, in theory, it could, but it's really for static things. Like, if your dog is going running around, then it's never going to be easy to track it down. But it might help, right? So what happens is, just think about your keys. If they're under the cushion of the lounge and you're in the lounge room going, yeah, where the heck are my keys? You open up the app and it says they're nearby and you press a button and they make a sound. But if you left your keys at the park, then what it'll show in the app hopefully is the most recent location, which might be at the park. And for example, with the Tile app and the Tile branded stuff that we've got in our household, my wife left the keys at the shops once and I went to the shops to meet her and say, let's find them. And we just retraced her steps. And as we retraced her steps, the app said, no, they're nearby. And so we press a button, they made a sound, off we go. If you don't know where they are, all the millions, hundreds of millions of Apple devices walking around the shops, walking around the parks, they will hear it with its little signal. It's a quiet little Bluetooth signal, and they will quietly and anonymously alert you to its location. So it's a huge advance in the ability to just find your lost keys or whatever it is. They've even got bikes in America and around the world, but not coming to Australia yet, that have this built in so that you can find your push bike. But Luke, I've never had a push bike, so
no,
I've never really had a problem.
You're not a push bike person, but you remember I bought that tracking device for my dog, and I got it at JB, and I didn't realise, but I had to pay an ongoing fee to keep this thing going. And JB happily, and by the way, I got it at a huge discount. Someone had already bought it, taken it home, and returned it. Now I know why.
Probably found the same thing.
Yeah, and the lady at JB was fantastic. She said, look, I didn't realise that. None of our staff actually knew that you had to pay an ongoing fee to keep this thing alive. We totally understand why you're bringing it back. That's probably why you got it at a discount.
But so the difference here is, so you're trying to track without having to have anyone near the dog in that instance. So you open an app and it knows where it is because the dog is via this collar or tracker. It's sending back a signal via the mobile network. Whereas these trackers that Apple's talking about, they don't have a mobile connection. What they're relying on is if your keys are sitting on a park bench and someone with an iPhone sits next to it, It's the iPhone. It's the person's iPhone that sends the signal back quietly to you.
Okay, it's to find my Apple tag. How much?
Well, it's not up to Apple, basically. What they've done is license the concept. So you'll find these tags will start at around $50-$60. And they'll go up to whatever, depends what the product will be. I think the Belkin headphones will be around $150-$200 for a set of headphones that do great sound, but also have this built in. So it'll just become something that's just built into products.
It would certainly suit me, and it would suit my son, Jacob, who loses his wallet, his keys every week.
How do you lose your keys every week? But he is his father's son after all.
Apple, if you'll pardon the pun, you see what I did there? Jakey boy. Trevor, have a great weekend. Thank you for that. See you on Today Show later this morning.
I'll be on later this morning demonstrating this very concept.
What time?
8:40.
You'll see Trevor on the Today Show on the Nine Network demonstrating this. Good on you, Trevor. Have a great weekend, mate. Buddy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is The Night Shift on Triple M.